T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How do I quit a job I just started?
Well, this just happened with my daughter, actually, and it just wasn't a good fit, you know, and that's what she said, and they actually ended up agreeing. So, you know, so you're not, like, just giving them some lame excuse. I mean, tell them the truth. It's just not a good fit. The job isn't for me. I wanted to try it, and it just isn't working out for me, and that's it. And then they ended up, like I said, agreeing with her, and it was wasn't a good fit for them either. So,
Lori, how did she start that conversation? Do you know?
I believe that she just came right out and said it because they wanted to have a meeting because she had literally just started. I think she was there a week. Mm-hmm. And they all wanted to have, you know, a morning meeting. And, you know, I think they could pretty much tell, you know. And just by, I mean, it was not a bad attitude or anything, but you can tell when somebody's really motivated for their job and then when they're not, whether they don't like it or it's just not good for them or, you know, you're not good for them. And I think that's what happened. It was like a mutual thing. So
I like the words. It's just not a good fit. That sounds good. That sounds professional. Yeah,
exactly. And then, you know, I mean, I don't know what she'd write on her resume if she would even just exclude it. But, you know, you certainly wouldn't write, yeah, I worked there for a week and it wasn't a good fit. I don't think, you know.
No, probably not.
September 2020 exclude it. To September 2020.
Exactly.
Oops. Okay, just not a good fit is a really good answer. I appreciate you calling. Good morning, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, this is Jen.
Jen, how do you quit a job you just started?
So at my company, I actually work in the training department, and we really prefer it if you just come right up and tell us. Just start the conversation. Like Lori said, it's just not a good fit for me. And let us know, you know, I'm going to be looking elsewhere. And then inquire if they'll let you still work out those 2 weeks if that's what you want to do, or if they're just going to let you go right away and not invest in that training any further.
So do you ask a leading question to the people, like, to kind of open that door? Because it's a brave, bold move for someone to go, this isn't the right fit. And if you don't open the door, it may never be said.
Yeah, it definitely is a bold move for them to do that. You know, most people want to be grateful that they're having a job right now. But if it's not a good fit, you know, we can usually tell when some people aren't really feeling it. And we try to have those open conversations with them. We want you to be open and honest, one, so that we're not wasting our time. You know, if you just stop showing up, you know, most companies have policies that, you know, we're going to call you, we're going to wait a couple days, see what happens, and then go from there. And that's wasting everybody's time if you just don't show up. Just be honest, be straightforward. Let us know. If it's not a good fit, that's fine. We'll work with you.
In your opinion, how many days do I have to give it before I know it's not a good fit, so it seems mature?
Every company's going to be different there, but probably a good week or two, I would say.
Oh. Not
so let me ask,
lunch.
Was I wrong to just never come back from lunch?
I've seen it happen.
Nice, Nick.
I appreciate you calling. Thank you. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How do you quit a job you just started?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Adam.
Adam, we're asking the question, 644-9850. How do you quit a job you just started? We need advice.
Well, like right now, I would just say send it. Just quit it. Quit the job, eat it, get out of there, because there's so many other things available right now, like online teachers. The screeners is paying really well.
Uh-huh.
I'd say just quit.
Just quit, and do you tell anybody, or did you just, like, not show up?
However you want to do it. If there's somebody you want to stick it to, maybe say something. If not, just don't show up.
Get a little vengeance in there.
That's my millennial
a little
right
by
there.
The way.
I love it. By the way, that guy's a jerk, and I'm quitting because of him.
Adam
like
makes
that.
Me laugh, I got to tell you. Funny guy.
Just quit it. Find something else. Like the attitude, Adam. I appreciate it. 644-9850. If you have advice, how do you quit a job you just started? And, you know, sometimes it feels like forever if you have to stay for like two whole weeks. That's a long time. That's a lot of working. That's like two whole weeks of work. Hi, Kiss 98.5, 644-9850. We go to the phones. Hi, Kiss. How do you quit a job you just started?
Hi, this is Julie.
Julie, how do you quit a job you just started?
So I was in a situation where I took a job. I showed up the first day and knew it was just not in my wheelhouse. So I just walked in and had an honest conversation the first day of the job and said, this is not going to work for me. It's just not a good fit. And then, strangely enough, years later, I applied for a different position in the same location. I got hired and worked there for 2 years.
Wow.
Oh, that's amazing. What were the red flags on that first day of work that made you think,
I accepted a position that was below my expertise just because I felt like I needed to have a job. And that's when I decided no.
Okay, so you decided you were above the job you were doing, like you knew too much.
Right.
In a good way. Okay, I appreciate you calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
My name is Kim.
Kim, I feel like you've got expertise in this. How do you quit a job you just started, Kim?
I do. So I've actually been recruiting for over 5 years. So I have a lot of experience dealing with people who quit jobs, who just start them. And my only bit of advice, especially in Buffalo, is this city is too small. You do not want to burn bridges. So I always tell people, you know, really think about it before you accept a position. You know, jobs make or break your life sometimes. You spend 8, 9, 10 hours a day with these people, more time than you spend with your own family. So before jumping into something new, really think about it. Really make sure it's a good fit before you accept, because leaving that job with such short notice, you just never know who you're going to run into. If your previous supervisor, you might run into them in a future job. So you just don't want to burn those bridges.
Kim, as a recruiter, let me pick your brain for people that are looking for a job. Give me three tips, three tricks, three things people should be doing right now to get noticed by recruiters and to get that job.
Absolutely. So I would say number one, if you have a LinkedIn profile, make sure that it's updated. Make sure that you have a nice headshot. Make sure that it's up to date and that you are clicked, that you are open to work. Super important. If you do not have a LinkedIn profile, hop on that. Recruiters are more than happy to help you set these types of things up. So make sure that that's all up to date. Make sure that your family and friends know that you're looking for work. A lot of times jobs are found by hearsay. You know, they never even get posted online. So the more people that know that you're looking for work, the better. And then the third thing is networking. And I know it's really difficult during times of COVID right now, but there are still ways that you can network. You can join online forums and groups and go on socially distant coffee meetings with people. You know, make sure you get your name out there. Make sure that people know what your skills are, and I'm sure you'll have an easier time finding something.
Thank you, Kim.
Kim, can we go over what a professional picture on LinkedIn is? Because
what?
I've seen
But what if you're a big Bills fan?
Whole gamut.
And you're like a elite tailgater.
Professional pictures.
Yeah. I didn't know LinkedIn was still like actively, that seems so MySpace to me.
No, LinkedIn is still such a way to connect. No, it, well, there's
got
like
hints
people
of Tinder to it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I went off LinkedIn because I was like, okay, really? Like, stop hitting. Like, no. But the pictures I see sometimes on LinkedIn, I'm like, aren't you seeing your picture? So, what is an appropriate picture for LinkedIn for guys and girls?
Absolutely. So no tailgating at the Bills game, no being mm-hmm. thrown through a table for your LinkedIn picture.
I'm very judgy.
You're going to want a nice headshot, so something like chest level, shoulders and up, have it behind a neutral background. You know, ask a friend or family member to help you, you know, come up with a picture that is nice. Smile, you know, people hire people that they like and that they want to work with. So if you look like someone that somebody else wouldn't want to work with, you know, that shouldn't be your picture on LinkedIn. It should be welcoming. You know, if you're unsure of what a picture should look like, go to LinkedIn, look at some higher level executives' photos around the area. You don't have to pay for a professional headshot, mm-hmm. But it should be something very neutral. To be inviting. But, again, no so holding a beer bottle.
Find a gray wall, right. Janet. But, gray wall.
What about a selfie in a car? Because I've seen them. I've seen those pictures, and I'm like, what is this picture right now?
Yeah, no car selfies. Again, like, just ask a friend or family member. You know, it can even be in a park. Just make sure it's, like, shoulders and up. You know, there shouldn't be anybody else in the picture. There shouldn't be anything else in the picture.
Just check for what's in the background.
Now, Kim, what about people that post the pictures with bedroom eyes? Because I don't know if that works on LinkedIn.
No duck faces on LinkedIn. And trust me, if you make those pictures, we're going to make fun of them.
All right. Yeah. What about if I'm in my fitness athleisure gear and I've got my toe pointed just right?
Yeah.
That won't work. Unless you're going for a personal trainer gig again. You know, we don't need the Lululemon.
Right. Yeah, although I support it totally. I do.
Oh, 100%.
I appreciate you calling in. Thanks for the advice from a recruiter's perspective. The question is, how do you quit a job you just started? Hi, Kiss 98.5.
This is Jack.
All right, Jack. How do you quit a job you just started?
You know, I think there's a couple ways to do it.
Okay, I can't wait, Jack. I know this is going to be spectacular. Yeah. Okay, way number one, Jack. How do you do it?
You know, I think you just got to give them, like, a good heads-up notice. You know, I've had a couple bad jobs where my boss has been coming at me about detailing cars. And, you know, the one time I remember, we just got into it. And I said, you know what, man, this isn't for me. I'm just gonna quit. He just said, you know, sometimes people don't agree with the way I train them, and you know, sometimes, you know, people just don't like it. And I said, yep, you know, I just don't like the way I'm being treated, and I'm just gonna find a new job. And we kind of shook hands, had a nice agreement to that, and just kind of walked out. You know,
dude, Jack, that's a great way to do it. So you got your message across. You're like, this isn't a good fit. I think that comes down to the basic. Just let them know it's not working out. What's the other advice or the other way?
Sometimes, you know, just walk out. Definitely a 2-week notice for sure. But the way I remember I did it, we literally got into it. It was about dog hair being in a vehicle. He didn't give me my extra hours on detail in the car. And I said, you literally saw it. I said, you saw the dog hair. He goes, well, you got to call me back over again. I'm like, are you kidding me? You saw it first. What do I got to... It was just a huge, you know, dilemma. And I said, you know what? You're playing with my money at this time. I said, you should be giving me the extra hours. I said, you know what? Like, I've had it with this. Like, I'm done.
How, and this being a dog owner, how the heck do you get dog hair out of a car? Because literally, it's like little needles. Yeah. Well, what is it?
Rasta.
Okay, talk to me.
Well, we have like high-powered like air tools, but we have this thing called a stone. So you take your air gun and you take the stone, which is like you scrape. I don't know how to explain it, but you scrape it on the car floor and it just piles up all the dog hair.
Cool.
So I would definitely go on Google or Amazon and type up stone brick for detailing, and it'll pop up. And you literally just take it, you scrape it on like your seats on the floor. And all the hair is just going to ball right up.
Okay, so then the second question. This is a follow-up. All right, driver's seat and front passenger seat. The right-hand side on the driver's side, that like inside the seat there where nothing fits but everything falls. How do you clean that?
Two ways. Either take out the seat. Usually there's like four bolts holding in your seat. Just take them out. It's really not that hard. And just have your husband, boyfriend, son do it.
Uh-huh.
And then either
you
the
know
other
me.
Way.
I appreciate that. Go ahead.
RBG's flip and go.
And then push everything forward.
Okay, and push
that's
it off.
That's the way I used to do it.
Yeah. Okay, push it forward and then push it back. Boy, they lost a good employee. It sounds like you really know what you're doing.
Yeah, dude, if you are unbolting seats.
I love the job. Let me tell you, I really loved it. But
if you're unbolting seats to get in the car, you're doing a great job. That's thorough.
Yeah, that is. That guy was a jerk. He shouldn't have been hanging over your shoulder trying to give you advice. Appreciate the call.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.